Abraham's descendants anxiously waited for the promised Savior. And they waited, and they waited, and they waited. This is a story from God's Word. One day, an angel of God spoke to a woman named Mary, who was a descendant of Abraham, and told her that she had been chosen to give birth to the promised Savior. Soon, the Spirit of God caused Mary to become pregnant with the promised Savior. At that time, Mary was engaged to a man named Joseph. When he discovered that Mary was pregnant, he planned to break the engagement quietly, so that she would not be disgraced. As he was considering this, he fell asleep. And an angel of God appeared to him and said, "Do not be afraid. The Spirit of God has caused Mary to become pregnant with the promised Savior. Take her as your wife, and you will name the child Jesus." Joseph did as the angel told him. Several months later, just as God had promised, he sent the promised Savior who was born to Mary, and they named him Jesus. Several weeks later, they took Jesus to a place of worship in the city of Jerusalem to present him to God. They met an old man who was filled with the Spirit of God who had been anxiously waiting for the promised Savior. He took Jesus in his arms and praised God and said, "I have seen the promised Savior." And then he blessed them. Jesus grew up to be strong and was filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was with him. One day, one of God's spokesmen named John was telling a crowd of people about the coming of God's promised Savior when Jesus came to John to be ceremonially washed by him. John said to Jesus, "No, I should be ceremonially washed by you." Jesus said, "No, you must ceremonially wash me." So John did as Jesus asked. When John finished, a voice from heaven said, "This is my son. I love him, and I am very pleased with him." Later, Jesus and his closest followers were in Jerusalem during an important religious festival. As he was at a place of worship, the people said, "Are you the promised Savior?" Jesus said, "I have already told you that I am, but you did not believe me. You don't believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep know me and follow me, and I give them eternal life. God and I are the same." The people became angry and tried to kill him, but he escaped. One day, Jesus and his closest followers came to a town, and a large crowd began to follow him. On the side of the road, there was a blind man. When he heard the crowd, he asked, "What is happening?" They told him that Jesus was passing by, so the blind man began to shout, "Jesus, descendant of David, have mercy on me!" The crowd tried to silence him, but he shouted even louder, "Descendant of David, have mercy on me!" When Jesus heard him, he ordered that the man be brought to him. Then Jesus asked the blind man, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "I want to see." Jesus replied, "Because of your belief, you are healed, and you can see." Immediately the man could see. The man followed Jesus, praising God, and all those in the crowd who saw what happened also praised God. Jesus performed many other miracles, proving that he was the promised Savior, and many people believed and followed him. This is the end of this story from God's Word.